Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
We're going to go back to Marion McCune now. Third time lucky, Marion. We do want to find out about this election for New York City Mayor. We had difficulties with the line, but listen, we're back now. And you were telling us about the candidates, and I think we were still on Andrew Cuomo when we realised that the line was gone again. So do you want to go back into his difficulties
indeed.
And the fact that he is trying to run again?
Very brief recap on Cuomo. Yeah, the New York governor, until he was pushed out a couple of years ago because of sexual misconduct claims and also claims that he had fudged the numbers in nursing home deaths during COVID. And also people just didn't really like him. They regarded him as a bit of a thug, a bit of a bully, more than a little bit entitled because of his lineage. And we were saying that the Cuomo name in New York was a bit like the Kennedy name in Boston. You know, his father was revered and there was a bit of a, well, I'm Mario Cuomo's son, even though he's in his late 60s. Now. But anyway, on this new kid on the block just arrived out of nowhere, and it was astonishing, Zora Mamdani. And the speed with which he's 33 now, the speed with which he ignited and got people gravitate around him. He started a campaign of walking the length and of Manhattan. So he walked literally from the very bottom, from down Wall Street, the whole way up to the top, past Harlem, way past up there. He spoke. I saw him earlier in the year, was still cold in New York, and you know, it was by the Lincoln Center, and there were hundreds and hundreds of people gathered around, and there were a load of cops, and they were all laughing, and kind of New York cops do nonchalance when they're not pulling their guns, or it's one speed or the other, and they were kind of arms folded and laughing, and there's this guy in the middle, and he's talking in this rapid fire, and you know, young, like just bristling with energy, and it was Zora Mamdani, and he was saying, well, look, you know, this is what I'm running on, and again, did the classic thing of a couple of identifiable things. It's the cost of living, the cost of living. He wants to have free buses. He wants to have free childcare. He wants to do a grocery store pilot for cheaper groceries for New Yorkers living in places like the Bronx and you know, poor areas that the supermarkets, that the Whole Foods, that the Trader Joe's won't go near. And they were the main things that he wanted. So, and he's super good on TikTok and on all the social media. And he's enormously likable. So he's got this energy, this charisma, this brilliant smile. Kind of reminds me when I was covering Obama back in the early days around 2004, 2005, of somebody who is going somewhere, you know. Mm-hmm. So he took off and he trounced Cuomo in the primary, which gave Cuomo a real shock. And he has kind of held a solid lead over him. He didn't do that well in a debate about a week, 10 days ago. The lead is now narrowed, but it's still a double-digit lead. And I'm not sure that Cuomo can catch him and close that gap in the week that's coming. But I will say, Democrats do this a lot. They flirt with the hot new kid on the block. And then when it comes to the, you know, the serious business of voting, they will go back sometimes to the tried and trusted. We saw it with Biden. We saw it with Hillary Clinton. So we'll see.
But Marion, his opponents describe him as a leftist radical. And you've outlined some of his proposals there around creches and state-owned shops and free travel on the buses and so on. I mean, would you say that his policies bear that label out?
Yeah, you know what? The thing is that he says he is a democratic socialist, as in that means he would like to achieve socialism by democratic means. Now, New York is a city it's just the out of our capitalism, but New York is full of a lot of people. Millions and millions of New Yorkers in a city of well over 8 million can no longer afford to live there. And yes, you've got the hedge fund managers, and yes, you've got the financiers and the billionaires, but you've also got a lot of people who are living hand to mouth, and they are the people that are going to vote for him. You've also got a million Muslims living in New York City who are really tired of being treated like unwelcome guests in the city, as they have been, I would say, since 9/11 by and large, but well before that. And one interesting thing that's changing, Claire, is that the most new recruits to the New York Police Department are Muslims, in the way that the Irish were back 100 years ago, because it is the fastest path to sort of middle class stability, to a decent wage and be able to afford a living in New York. And so New York is changing. And the other really important thing about him, I think, and then we get to his policies, he is on the right side of the Gaza and Israel issue. It seemed like he was way on the wrong side from the get-go when he was criticising Israel, when he was calling the war a genocide, when he was saying if Netanyahu came to New York that he would arrest him, and all of these things. But young New Yorkers and a lot of Jewish New Yorkers that I have spoken to, including friends of mine in New York, who are appalled by Netanyahu or appalled by the way America has responded, particularly Biden, and they think that, yes, this guy is right. And much in the way that Obama was opposed to the war in Iraq when all the other Democrats were hand-wringing and making excuses, Mondami has been clear on this from the beginning, and it is in a way to his benefit. Now, the policies, are they that radical? You know, he wants to have a better school system. He wants to get rid of a lot of the consultants who cost billions and billions of dollars to the city every year, but yet they don't really do anything. They're still trying to figure out a waste bin for New York that they've given McKinsey billions, millions and millions of dollars to figure out. So he's saying, get rid of the consultants, get back to doing things properly. His proposal for a pilot scheme to open government-run grocery stores in the Bronx, and people are going, oh my God, socialism. But then you look in the White House and Trump is demanding 10% of NVIDIA. He's doing a kind of a Chinese capitalism there where he's insisting on this, you know, America getting a cut of big business. So, I mean, it seems to be happening at both ends, but a lot of people are alarmed. And in particular, there is a fear that Donald Trump will use Mondami to say, look, this is communism. This is what we're warning you about. These Democrats, they're all commies. They want your money. So I think there's good, it's setting up for a huge battle with Trump if he wins. But I think against that, Americans, I think, are really jaded. They're exhausted with the meanness, with the vitriol, with the constant ugliness of politics. And this is a hard guy to dislike. I don't think he's going to be able to get all his policies. He can't change the tax structure. That happens up in Albany. But I think that he can try and do his best to make New York a bit more affordable, or if not a bit more affordable, a little bit sunnier, to have somebody at the helm who is optimistic, who is forward-looking, and who will do what he can within his means to help poor New Yorkers.
Well, look, we'll see what happens on the 4th of November. Marion, thank you very much. I'm glad we got there in the end. Marion McKeown there.